Well, welcome back to the show. Now, over the past few weeks, FFA students have taken a very active and visible role at the recent Kern County Fair. KERO 23 ABC News in Bakersfield, California, caught up with a number of the members to share the ups and the downs of competing at the big event.
Well, FFA students presenting their animals at the Kern County Fair.
23 ABC's Daniela Garrido joins us live in studio with more on the scholarship recipients. Daniela?
32 FFA students received scholarships at the Kern County Fair this year, and I spoke with two students from North High's FFA who received $500 scholarships. They shared what it meant to them beyond the projects that they presented at the fair.
I didn't think that I was going to get the scholarship.
These are the seven North High FFA students that received scholarships from the Friends of the Kern County Fair Foundation.
They are giving these kids a chance to be successful and pursue higher education.
For some students, college can be a daunting thought.
I kind of felt relieved because I'm the middle child of five, and it's already rough as it is trying to get all of the kids to go to college money-wise.
But these students say participating in FFA has not only helped them choose a career.
Eventually, I want to have a ranch with goats and chickens and cows and pigs and the whole nine yards so that I can have my own little grocery store and sell all my products in there. And I love to cook, so I want my own restaurant too. So that would be ideal.
I think FFA has helped a lot. Before I joined FFA, I was really afraid of animals. And I think that that's going to help me a lot going into the ocean, researching stuff on animals.
So. But as seniors, FFA has given them the tools to succeed.
This scholarship is going to help me because it's going to help pay for books. Also, the profit from my project is going to go towards college, which will be around $1,500. So that's going to be a big help.
Their advisor hopes the money will continue to push them to their next step in life.
I hope that they take this opportunity with the scholarship to really look at what they want to do with their life and apply it in the most effective way so that they can be successful in whatever path that they choose to pursue.
The total amount of money given in scholarships was $20,000, and these FFA students could potentially receive even more money for their college fund depending on how much their projects do at the fair. Now, it's rare to see a senior competing at the Kern County Fair for the first time, but one senior FFA student from Garces not only took on the challenge of preparing his pigs for the competition, but he took on the financial responsibility all on his own.
I'd say probably close to 2,500, if not 3,000.
That is how much Dane Costamagna has had to raise on his own to compete with his pigs at the Kern County Fair, and their names speak for his experience.
My pigs are named Paycheck and Bacon. My light cross is Paycheck, and then my AOB is Bacon because we're going to take him home and we're going to make bacon out of him.
Although Dane is a senior at Garces, it is his first time competing at the fair.
I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous.
But he is passionate, even taking up a summer job, working 6 to 12-hour days with cattle in order to raise the funds to afford just an entry into the competition.
It's been really neat to see a kid really have to work for what they have. And from start to finish, watching him work for it and having to find a job and to be able to buy his pigs and care for them and then bring him here to the fair.
And although the days of preparing have been long,
I wish I could talk to the judges before they go in. I wish I could tell them his story. I think it kind of makes a little bit of a difference that, he worked hard for his project, and I hope it pays off for him. I hope he sees all of his hard work kind of come to surface in the ring.
The experience of doing it on his own has been rewarding in itself.
It just goes to show like how much really goes into it and what a lot of the parents sacrifice for other people. And so to be able to take a step back and kind of say, I did this on my own, and you can't take that away from me now. So it's a really good feeling.
It was a bittersweet day at the Kern County Fair for the students presenting at the swine live auction. They showed off their pigs in return for the highest bid price, but along with the paycheck comes a very sudden goodbye.
Worst part's probably just not being able to like see your pig again, but the best part's getting the money.
The live auction is the end of the road for the FFA pig projects at the Kern County Fair.
I was trying to hold back the tears at the first time I got out of the show ring over in the pig barn this year.
For the Keverline family, showing their pigs at the Kern County Fair is a tradition.
I showed here when I was a student in high school, and so being able to do that with my own children and my FFA kids has been really fulfilling and kind of just like that full circle feeling of this is what it's like to participate in these programs.
And the months of breeding their pig has come down to this moment.
It's nice to see that all of your hard work did amount to something. It's definitely emotional because we have like that bond that we've created over the past few months together working, but it's nice to see that all the hard work that you've done is going into something good with buyer number 9.
And as emotional as it may be for the students to part ways, the live auction is all part of the purpose for these FFA projects.
The buyer that comes in anonymously and purchases the majority of the livestock at this auction donates it back to our local food banks. And so you may be like as a personally, you know, emotional, like I really love that pig. I really, you know, had a connection. That was my animal. But then looking at the bigger picture of being able to provide food to people.
And not only do they get to keep the memories, but also the money.
Definitely putting a lot of it away to college because since I'm a senior, I need to make sure I'm saving everything that I can. But it's been a little bit for fun stuff.
The grand champion pig at the live auction weighed 273 pounds and was sold for $87 a pound. Janelle Garrido, 23 ABC News, connecting you.
Well, congratulations to all of those competitors.